is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Happy and cocker spaghetti now, makes through me, I do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
Me just a do it like Nike. Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when they think tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip hop apocalypse up.
The Monday, May 8th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Monday edition. Happy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you enjoyed everything, you know. And we got lots to talk about, but it is Monday, all right? We got plenty to get. All right, so right out of the break, all right, let me hit you up with the phone lines how you can chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Toll-free in Grand Bahama and any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here at Guardian 96.9 FM. All right, here's what you're working with. Ooh, recent survey of 100 Bahamian pet owners, 50 men, 50 women. According to the survey, 34% of these pet owners have done this in regards to their pet. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. Now think about it. 34%, 34 out of 100. So it's got to be a weird answer. That's your hint. All right? Recent survey of 100 Bahamian pet owners, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 34% have done this when in regards to their pets. All right? They've done this. At least 34 out of 100. Get at me. While you work on that, I'm going to get to the phone lines. You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get chances, but actually to the Zoom. And, I got to have my good brethren, my KFC brother, Das Quay, chime in, because I haven't been part of a promotion this excited and this successful in a long time. But for the last couple of weeks, we've been trying to find out, you know, who wins the battle of the recipe. And to me, there is no loser, because original off the chain and spicy off the chain. We got Das Quay zoomed in yet? Quay, what's going on, brother?
Live and direct on location. Thanks for throwing it to me. The weather out here is beautiful. It's partly cloudy out here. Spicy and original are still top in the market in the KFC world.
Why you sound like you on the beach loving yourself on a beautiful day and I stuck in the cold studio?
No, Dan. Well, turn the AC up.
Sucker, you.
What's going on?
I'm good, man. Listen, I got to tell you this, man. I've been doing things with KFC for a while, but this got to be one of the biggest we've done in a minute, man. Well-received, well-attended, man. You know, everybody enjoyed it. It was a great promotion.
Everybody's eating
themselves. Everybody loved themselves.
Chicken, that was hype.
It was.
Hype. For me, been on the Bahamas at Sunrise.
Yeah, man.
I know it's about to pop off from then, but we had fun from then, and we was able to maintain it straight through. So that was off the chain.
Now, I got to let you know, that ain't the last one, but I got to officially welcome you to the KFC family, man.
It's a pleasure.
You are the official... Little spicy brother. You are a little brother. Right there. You there. You there's original and then there's you. Now the rest of them gotta figure themselves out. The bites and the sandwich them and all that.
And the popcorn,
yeah. They gotta figure themselves out. Yeah. When
and
they bring
the zingers, yeah,
yeah.
The barbecue sandwich they
got. Yeah, with onions on top and all that. Yeah, they gotta figure themselves out because it's all about original and spicy, and then the rest is falling in line after that.
Right. What happened to the
But the stuff we got to do now, because now we got to, you know, we got a few cocktails after the promotion, and then or Vitamalts and Yuckies, and then we eat some stuff. But yeah, man, I got some original. If we got some spicy, we know how to make this happen.
Easy.
Now, so here's the deal. I still got one pillow left. I feel
me
like
too.
You got one?
I got one too.
But you keep yours, and I can keep mine, and we can add it to the collection. That's how that can go. Because, boy, look here. I didn't want to watch the Lakers the other night, like, reclined back and out of the bucket of original. And, boy, I was tempted. I was tempted.
To go lay on the
pillow? On the pillow. But now that it's over, I got in the teeth that one. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah. Put that, go wash that, fluff that out and lay on that.
And there you go.
I don't even have a bed no more. I have six of them stick together.
Only you could do it because, see, you're built that way. You know, you're horizontally challenged. And, you know, you're slim enough to do that. I can't do that. I got bad back.
Well, I've been getting naughty. Guess what? I've been putting on a few, you know.
You lie.
That chicken. I really
listen here, boy.
Part of my regimen.
I saw you biting.
I've been bulking up.
I saw you biting into that spicy. I said, boy, look here, boy. You look like you really love the spicy.
I've a really good menu on the secret location. You see that big piece of spicy chicken?
I know where the location is, but I ain't got out you because I go there for my original keel. And when they give me the keel and I bite into it, and you know, and a little bit of juice to spread out.
Right. Wah!
They ain't know nothing. Don't talk it.
Real gay, DJ. That's the secret location. We ain't talking.
But we want to thank everybody who voted, man. All the original voters, all the spicy voters, man. Everybody, man, who came out and represented. And, you know, everybody loves KFC, man. Whether it's original or spicy, you know, nobody's a loser. Everybody wins. And
looking good. Just
the first of many big promotions that comes to look for Dash Quay and myself to collabo again and do big things with KFC in the future. So if you didn't win this lap, look for us again. We can make sure you win the next lap.
Bada bing, bada boom. Tell them the boom one more time.
Ras. No. Ra-ra-ree. Kick him in the knee. Ra-ra-ras. Kick him in the other knee. But I was almost to say the wrong thing. I thought I was enjoying it. But anyway, man, continue to do you do, brother. You definitely one of the premier influencers of the country, and you're multi-talented on multi-levels, man. It was a pleasure working with you on this one, and looking forward to working with you on many, many more, man. And big up to all the KFC customers who enjoyed it and all the guys and girls who voted and rocked the vote. And you know, just look to KFC now.
So appreciate your support.
Yeah, man, big time. So y'all be safe, and we'll talk soon, Duskway. All right? We get together and make that sauce. All right, my brother. Yeah. Bless up. All right, we got one off the bucket list right there, one off the checklist, Mr. Producer. We got that down. And like I said, it was a good competition. Oh, snap. Texas, y'all don't miss a beat, eh? Naughty, so who won? Y'all was talking and bigging up the vibe, but who won? Okay. The final results were in. It was original 54, spicy 46. It was a tight race, man. So for all of y'all who rocked the vote in the last quarter for original, who got them blast, thank you very much. We'll take that one. But like I said, there are no losers. Both are great, and I can't tell you where to lie. After about 8 weeks of just jamming original, the first thing I did, the first chance I got, was out of Tree Feast Extra Spicy. Oh, God, Jesus, that was good, too. I ain't gonna lie. I love all KFC products, all of them. So big up to KFC, man. Looking forward to doing big things again with you guys in the very near future. All right. Let's get into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And now here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that matter since 1844 on this Monday, May 8th. Cost $49 million. CARICOM report documents economic losses due to crime. Well, the report documents the economic losses due to crime. And let me tell you, it's not just economic losses. It's societal. It's cultural. It's multi-levels. That's just one of the levels that it's on. But we need to do something about it. The direct medical costs and productivity losses of gun-related violence in the Bahamas amounted to nearly $49 million in 2019, a CARICOM report revealed. The report Weapons Compass, the Caribbean Firearms Study, found firearm wounds tends to result in higher medical costs than wounds inflicted by sharp instruments and other mechanisms with different nuances depending on the country. Now, listen, I don't want to laugh, right, Mr. Producer? But the report signs say, they rather you get jucked than shot. Is that what I'm getting from this report? I got the wrong hat on. Okay, I let my joke as well. I apologize. The rate of violent deaths in the CARICOM member states is almost three times the global average, which is a trend, and it's affecting all of us in the region. So we know I'd need all hands on deck of this so we could break down and get to the core and to the crux of this annoying and vexing problem that leads to multiple losses on multiple levels. Privy Council vindicated view of 2013 commission. The Privy Council's recent ruling that the children born out of wedlock to Bahamian men and foreign women are entitled to citizenship at birth was vindication as it affirms the last constitutional commission was spot on in its determination that these individuals indeed have the right. Former Attorney General Sean McQueenie KC, who chaired the commission, said, as I said in note today, time is longer than rope, and we feel that the Privy Council has finally caught up with us, McQueenie said. This is a position which we took in writing in our report almost fully 10 years ago, and we were quite clear about our view on the matter. And yes, it's vindication that the Privy Council has taken its own position, which is exactly in line with the one we took. There you go. A new monarch for a sovereign state, the coronation. Boy, I tell you, I ain't gonna really get into coronation. I want you all to tell me about coronation. Call in, chime in, text in, be all sort of pictures. I wouldn't know how much we spend for all of them people I see in the pictures to go over there. I good with the governor general. I good with the PM. I good with the leader of opposition going and their spouses. I got that. I'm good. And I love Miss Laura, but I'm Miss Laura get there. Now, I know she's a fruit magnet in the fruit business, in the produce business, so she could probably afford the ticket, but I'm just saying. I saw some family and some friends and some homies and some cronies, and I was like, well, how do you get there? You were supposed to be coaching. Never mind. So let's please, let me know what you all think, but that, okay? PM on $400 million drawdown for Grand Bahama Airport. I misspoke again, Mr. Prime Minister. Right now, Mr. Alfred Sears is sitting back, laid back with his feet kicked up, saying, I told you all so. It wasn't me who misspoke in the House. I told you it wasn't me. Well, all I said is the more you misspeak, Mr. Prime Minister, the more you make Mr. Sears look like he misspoke less. Do you really know what's going on? Because now you know. You keep misspeaking, they can start making Biden comparisons. And we don't want that, Mr. PM. You need to hurry up, get back home from London, put down your tea and crumpet, roll up your sleeves, and stay here for a little while and make sure this house is in order. I think everybody will be happy. Oh, Lord. Man, no, they give Miss Laura a black. Well, hell, give me and you a black too, then let's go to London. I ain't got to go to the coronation. We can go to the soccer match and go to the pub and drink some real Guinness and have some fish and chips. Anyway, I digress. Anyway, Mr. Producer, let's slide out of the headlines and into the buzz. Let's get down to Abaco. We got Abaco and I think Miss Reckley as well, correct? So I want to welcome both of them to the show on this Monday edition of Talking Heads as we slide out of the headliners, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, and into the buzz, brought to you all by John's Shoes. Be sure to check out John's Shoes, both locations. New arrivals in stock right now every Monday and Tuesday, ladies. Be sure to check them out, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, John's, serving you is a pleasure. All right, Roscoe, what's going on, brother? We got Roscoe jammed in.
Yeah, bud, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you, man? Who we got today, Miss Reckley?
I haven't seen her. I messaged her. Hopefully all right. She'll come on.
But when she chimes in, we'll let you know, man. But first of all, how you doing? How you feeling? All that good stuff. And you're back home in Alaco. What you got good for me, man?
Not much. A little tired.
I got to ask you this, though, Scully. I know you're tired. We all tired of a lot of things. But listen, I saw a video over the weekend. My good buddy Kai Mills at the airport down in Albuquerque. What's going on? Certain cab drivers can't take certain fares to certain places. What is really happening down there?
I don't know. I did not see the video, so I cannot comment. I could possibly think is it might be where certain, like Winding Bay has their own
pickup. I think that's exactly what it is.
Or they have a livery, you know, where they use certain people. That's the only thing I could think of, but it should, when you come in, it should be first come, first serve. But I don't know what arrangements some of the bigger companies have.
I mean, see, I get know. That. I get that in New Providence. You know what I mean? And even in Grand Bahama, due to the magnitude of the projects and the properties that they have. But come on, man. I mean, there should be enough to go around for cab drivers in Abaco, right?
No, I agree. I haven't seen the video, so I really can't.
I'll get you a copy, so maybe next time you talk, we could comment on it. But I thought you might have seen it. But that's...
Yeah, no, I hadn't seen it yet.
But a couple other things got to ask you about. I saw some big things. And I saw some really nice things pertaining to the Jib Room down there. Looks like they're back up and running nicely, man.
They're back up and running, which is in the open, which is great. Out of my district is up and running, which is, you know, good to know.
And then what about Snappers?
Snappers been back up and running. Yeah, they're at the Conk Inn, so they're back up and running.
All right, we're getting some mobility going now. We're getting some moving. Are the wheels starting to slowly, like, grind back into motion, or we still got a lot of rust holding things up?
No, I mean, I think Abaconians in general have just, you know, gone with the flow.
But one thing about Abaconians, they can make it do what it do, like Ray Charles said. They can find a way to make it work.
Yeah, I mean, we do, even though we might not agree with...
And it might be a pain in the bungee, but y'all can get it done. Y'all ain't gonna wait now. Y'all can make sure it happens. No. I respect y'all or not.
What did they say? We're very resilient people.
Very resilient, you know?
don't get me wrong. Government could make it a lot easier on us.
Yeah, they'll have to test your resilience, you know what I mean? You know, make it easier.
But they really... I use an example. That trip, you know, like you said, I could see the governor general, the PM, the leader of the opposition. But I would love to know how many people they actually took and what that costs us, the Bahamian people.
I would like to know that, too, because I looked at some of them pictures over the weekend. And you know one thing about people, they love to show themselves when they travel, and that's fine. But then you look at, like, who could have been there in an official capacity, and then who falls into the family lovers, homies, and cronies category, and it was a lot of that in that category.
Yeah, there were a lot of.
And I don't mind footing the bill for who I have to foot the bill for, but if I don't have to foot the bill for you, then I don't want to foot the bill for you.
Well, that's the thing. Here's my thing: is we spend all this. I don't know. Let's just say 40 people went when only 6 or 10 should have gone. You know, could have gone. You know, that takes away funds, you know, from, I use an example, repaving Pelican Shores Road or, you know, fixing the airport in Abaco for the generator to run, you know, or it just dumbfounds me. And then you got the PM saying how we're spending $400 million on a new airport and then has to retract his words and says it's 200 and something million. I don't know what's going on, Norty. It's just really...
Well, I can't
it,
really...
It amazes, you know...
I don't want to say it like this, but I can't really trust the word of my PM these days because he's misspoken on multiple occasions on multiple topics.
We talked about the previous administration and what they, you know, what happened and what they did and all this, but my God, man. This administration, they're right on par with what happened. They haven't had to deal with a natural disaster, but God,
they operating like they've had a bunch of natural disasters and hurdles and obstacles in their path when they really haven't. They had a level playing field, and they had lots to work with.
Yeah, there you go. That's the easiest way to say it. I mean, but the Bahamian people at the end are the ones that are having to foot the bill and suffer for this. You know, that's what I don't understand. I mean, Nassau is ridiculous. I was just there. Some of the roads in Nassau are a disgrace. I mean, you know, so when you look and you see where our priorities are in terms of taking all these trips and doing all this, we're in a messed up country, man.
It's a fact, not just in New Providence, but in the Family Islands. And Like I say, it's a trickle down that turns into a trickle on, and nobody's happy. Everybody's disenfranchised every 5 years. And here we go again, flip-flopping like ping pong, and we don't get any better. We just keep spinning the wheels in the mud.
No, I agree with you on that one. I it still dumbfounds me to this day, you know, Naughty. I mean, just with what's happened here in Abaco, you know, what you see in the news, and I'm like, will they ever get it? I mean, is it going to be the same way for the rest of our lives?
And like I said, is there any light to the tunnel from some of the red tape that we talked about previously, or is that still in place, just sticking everything up?
You know, some of the red tape has been removed. I mean, you still see some people applying for the exemptions and getting them on a case by case. So in that aspect, they are doing some things, you know, in that regards to make it a little easier. But I think they've had to make up for some mistakes that they made before. And I say that jumping the gun too quick and getting rid of our, you know, SIRS order in general.
That and, you know, like I say, I think
we got we can't even get boats moved out of the harbor that have sunken from Dorian, from the DRA. You know,
so boats still there in the harbor?
Yeah, there's a couple boats sunken that I've pinged DRA here and, well, the chairman of the DRA, and nothing, you know, nothing's happened. The budget that you have to operate the DRA, what are you using that for? Where is that being spent? You know, I mean, I can't honestly answer it.
I mean,
but yes, we have two or three boats that I actually pinged the location and sent them on to the relevant authorities. And still to this day, that's been 7 months ago, maybe. And nothing's happened.
And they're just content for it to continue to linger and idly go by. There's no urgency in the process, correct? We've lost all urgency.
Yeah, I mean, they're no offense. They're renting a building over here now, which is good for the business owner. Don't get me wrong, but you know, what is the DRA's function? What are they doing over here right now? I mean, they can't. They can't still be assessing homes because they've been assessing homes now for what, 8 months? I mean, they should have an idea of who needs
8 months worth of assessments and no action. And then I heard Minister Housing, Joe Beth Colby Davis, mentioned in a report last week that there are like 15 people that are qualified for housing in Abaco. What about the rest?
Yeah, but that. 15 people, but I mean, they still got three.
Or 15 families or whatever, you know.
Yeah, but there's three houses here that are still battered up from when the previous administration. Why haven't they finished them off? You know, I mean, I don't know if they were done by a private NGO or I think they were government. You know, but finish them off and get families.
It'd be very interesting to see who gets those homes that they were talking about.
Here's you brought up Minister Joe Colby Davis. Here's an example. They're cutting one of our hills down for a housing development, and we've yet to see anything being published about the Sweetings Village house, low income housing.
But why are they cutting the hill down, though?
I don't know. I we're wondering
why such a drastic change in landscape to build a subdivision.
But that's our barrier. That's what protects us from surge.
Correct.
That ridge line that we have out there. But you can't get an answer. It's like the previous administration. I've said this on your show before. You could say something to them, and they would get embarrassed and do something. This administration, you can't embarrass them.
They have no shame.
They don't care.
No shame whatsoever. Just lip service and, you know, political BS.
They don't care. I mean, Abaco, Naughty, Abaco's booming. Hopefully we'll get more of our residents back in a March harbor proper, but Dundastown, Murphytown, the Keys, everywhere is starting to come back. The boats, you know, you probably had 60 or 70 boats in the harbor. So it's good to see that. It's good to see places like Snappers, the Jib Room, Hopetown Inn and Marina Resort, Sea Spray. And I think you know Chris Higgs. He manages that now.
Yeah, man.
Or running it. You know, so you have all these marinas and restaurants that have opened back up, the Conk Inn, you know, so you see that, and which is good. And you have some others that are coming along. You have the Montage, you know, Montage group that's developing Matlow's Key. So, I mean, there are good things that are happening in Abaco in that regards, but people are still struggling, you know, to get back in their homes. I mean, that's going to be a given for the next couple of years, if you ask me, because people just can't afford to get $6,000 or $7,000 worth of stuff one time. They have to do it piecemeal.
Yeah, I know, and that's going to continue to be a challenge. But you know, we'll keep agitating, and hopefully, you know, there'll be light at the end of the tunnel sooner rather than later.
And I don't even want to talk about immigration.
No, you we got to do that next week.
We're in a. I listened to Shivago Lang on Garden Radio last when I was in Nassau, and you know, he said something that was really interesting to me when he said about, you know, they know the law. When you go and build on a piece of property, you know, you just can't go and knock it down. And it doesn't matter if it's crown land or whatever, once a structure is up, is what he was saying, if I'm not mistaken. But my only question that I ask is, if you were building a house without a permit number, without showing ownership of the property, without any plans, that's illegal. Now, if I was a government and this is crown land and even or agricultural land, the government has the right to step in and remove those, you know, they can correct. Take that head on. But I just don't think they want to. We posted notices for 28 days on some of the houses, but they, since that injunction in the court ruling, only two were found. How is only two when a whole subdivision was built basically illegally? I still can't wrap my head around that in that regards. I mean, Shibago kind of made it a little clear, but it's still... Okay, so you're telling me, and this is what I said to one of my friends. I said, you know what I want to go do now is clear a small piece of crown land, build a building on it, and have it up in 2 days, and then the government come tell me I got to move out of it, knock it down.
I don't get it. I'm ready to jump on some crown land and try to build myself and see what they do.
See what happens. But I still, there's still that big issue here of, and I'm not talking just illegal and legal immigration. I'm talking about the right way to do things and the wrong way to do things. And that needs to be addressed no matter who is the government of the Bahamas, if it's the PLP or the FNM or whoever. You can't have one set of rules for one group and then another set for other people. You know, businesses have to go and apply for business licenses, show NIB that they're up to date, they're VAT compliant. Then you got others that, you know, don't do it and they're allowed to continue to do it. And I can't say I could go and blame the police or Ministry of Works or whoever is responsible, but unless they are giving the go-ahead and that they're following, they can't do anything. Their hands are tied.
And then inevitably everybody's hands get tied.
You know, it's just naughty. It's something that's got to be dealt with. And I, you know, to me, it's something that I think will one of two things, either break this government and cause them to lose, well, the next election, which I think, as you said earlier, we're on a five-year cycle. I don't think you'll see anybody since Hubert Ingram, you know, come in that actually had vision and actually
to get two terms back to back.
Back to back. I mean, he did catch hell for the road work in Nassau, but just think if he didn't have that vision back in 2010 or, that time that he did that, a lot of businesses did go out of business. But look at what's happening. It really opened up Nassau. I mean, and he did do a government clinic here in Abaco, or a mini hospital here in Abaco, a new airport. Look at the airports in Nassau and other places. Yeah, some were missed, but at least he had vision and he was looking ahead at the Bahamian people.
Foresight rather than hindsight.
Right. John Boswick, I give him credit for all the time. If you ever read his Vision 2020?
Yeah, I know you mean. Very bright individual, okay. John Boswick.
When you look at his plan for 2020, we're in 2023. And we still have not done things that he suggested that we could have had done by 2020. That's how backwards we are.
And riding in reverse all at the same time. Going backwards and riding in reverse. So we can't get to where we need to be. I mean, we...
Abaco's going to come back. I mean, Abaco is still a long way from being 100%, but I would say
we shouldn't be here almost a year into me doing this show, Roscoe, or a year, you know what I mean? Well over 100 episodes, more, and what? We still talking about the same things? Because they can't get Abaco right?
Yep. I mean, I that's the
not acceptable.
When are we gonna get it right? And like I said to a couple of my friends, what we need to do in Abaco is protest, but you need for people to put aside their political differences. And I will use me as an example. When Minnis was in power, I criticized him and I gave him for things that he didn't do, just as I've spoken out against ministers in this administration. But we have to put our political differences aside as Bahamians and fight for a common goal in our country, whether it be immigration or whether it be X, Y, and Z. And we need to come together no matter of our political affiliation or our
correct
race.
Yeah,
it's what's better for the
country first, Bahamians first,
you know. And I give a shout out to Glenys Hannah Martin, the Minister Martin. I really respect her and her
approach,
national views,
yep,
you know, and how she looks at things. That, you know, Toby was on the line with us last week, and I look at, you know, she hasn't backed off. Toby, you know, she's there, and I respect people like that, you know, because
they put their money where their mouth is
on this side, for the most part. They're still talking, you know, they're still speaking up.
Well, Roscoe, we gotta get to the break, and we got to pick this conversation, but I mean, hopefully we'll have some more updates next Monday. We got to focus on immigration. I'm getting a lot of texts about the immigration situation, and nothing's really changed.
No,
the shanty town's still there. Are those two houses that were supposed to be demolished, they got demolished yet, or are they still there too?
I will find out, but I will find out and give you an update. But we're looking to hold a town hall meeting sometime this month to discuss issues, which by local government I'm supposed to have twice a year. We're supposed to have two town hall meetings, because I do like to keep the public aware of what's going on, and they get to ask questions, not just to your local government reps, but also if the MP and the relevant agencies are here, Ministry of Works and different things like that. So we're due for one, and maybe it might turn into, you know, letting it be, you know, broadcast, you know, via Garden Radio or something.
You
got to
get down there, man. We got to make it happen. I'm going to do my best to make that happen.
So I think that's the only way is to keep the pressure on.
We need to get the whole Aaron and CA, Howard and myself, the whole gambit us.
Yeah, I want to take CA right down to some of his people here, as he always says.
Yeah, but you stay there with Jinx, number one. But you watch the air, he'll Jinx to pieces, but I don't know. That's my boy, but boy, I tell you. Let me go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, blessed, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, Mr. Roscoe, how you doing? Yeah, I really like what this guy's be putting, keeping the people abreast of what's going on in the Abacos, right? But, you know, I'm very tired of talking, but something Roscoe said that reverberates throughout the whole country that even a blind man can see now, right? Which is the apartheid justice system whereby foreigners, rich and poor, are able to get away with everything, right? Except the behemoth. So Roscoe gave a scenario in which maybe we should just come together as a people and sponsor those type of paradigms where we build without permits on crown land and then watch these fools come and border with us. And then let's see what legality lies therein, right?
Right.
Because what I've seen is, I see a woman, she's Haitian, she's on the sidewalk selling things, and I see this over and over, but yet still when the behemoth does it, it's a problem. So I don't know if the police force is 50%. I don't know who all is Haitian, but surely our leaders have to be. And the thing is, whether they're Haitian or not, we know that the BS is believing that these people would swear allegiance to our country when, with a population of 12 million, these fools can't see to infiltrate all Caribbean islands and Haitianize the whole of the Caribbean. It's not a matter of Haitianize. But what I'm saying is, we don't owe these people anything. We are one. But then, why the numerology? This is intentional, and it is being facilitated by the governments for everyone in plain sight to see. This idea about, you don't see the immigration raids. You don't see them being audacious about anything. He's saying one thing and doing the next. The United States, the United Nations, but I should say the United Nation, because it's only, you see what I'm saying? United Nations, but only one set of people given the mandate.
You make it 100% sense.
Where is the other nation's input, Naughty? Nations is nation, because there's only one person given the mandate. So the United Nations is a farce. Most people never notice the history and the study of the United Nations. All it is globalization 101, where they know that this is really about control. Now you have other nations bullying other nations to tell them what to do, but then they're telling me and you, be independent and we have sovereignty. When we know that the whole idea of the New World Order is to get rid of language, borders, and cultures. Now, why are we so underread, man, and can be spoon-fed any BS by these...
Because if you dumb them down for 50 years... You dumb us down for 50 years. You make the average something that's the norm and acceptable. This is where...
I have eyes to see, Naughty.
Yeah, but you know, some people just happy with the status quo, 52. They don't want to go outside the box and think of really like you and I.
Goonism would be the death of us. Give thanks.
Bless up, 52. Always good to hear from you, man. Let's get this out of call real quick, and then we'll wrap it up with Roscoe. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this caller? Appreciate the call, but you got to make it quick because we get into the break. Go ahead.
Naughty.
Hey.
Listen, has the present government issued any commentary on the ruling that was handed down by the CJ?
Regarding the citizenship at birth?
No.
Or the shantytowns?
The demolition of those shantytown houses.
Well, I haven't heard of anybody even demolished. They were told to be demolished, the two of them, but I don't know if they're still there or not.
They said two of them were illegal.
Yeah, but I mean, so let me just ask you something. Injunction aside, right, those ones who said that they didn't know, and don't tell me these people must have just come off the boat yesterday, because how long they've been in the Bahamas, and say they didn't know that there was an injunction in place, right? Did these people break any laws of our country? Did these people have a building permit to construct a building, Naughty?
I want to see the permit, because I take two buckets of sand and fix something in my house. I need a permit.
Do you need a building permit in order to put up a structure in the Bahamas, Naughty?
Correct. You need a permit.
Did these individuals have a building permit, Naughty?
But I ain't been in the shanty down the sea, but from what I've heard, I don't see any permits readily available for the naked eye to see.
So why are these buildings still standing, Naughty? Why are these...
My brother, you need to ask this present day administration, because you know what my answer is.
I agree with Mr. Gonzalez. You know, these people, they really think we're stupid, and they think we live on Mars.
Yeah.
I mean, they live on Mars.
I think
there's no way in hell that somebody could come. Oh, you don't know signs were posted everywhere. These were on the news. Sure, those only two people knew it was wrong out of over 300 people. Come on, man. Listen, I may have been born in the night.
But not last night.
I wasn't born last night.
I bet you.
I like that.
All right, I appreciate you calling, man. Roscoe, we got to get to the break, man. We got to continue this conversation next week, man. But as you can see, we really need to pick it up next week and talk about immigration, because that's just really got, you know, people talking.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong.
And they know eventually if it happens over there, it's going to happen in other islands as well, too.
Right, but we also got to remember to try to give solutions, too, and how to get this rectified and done the right way and, you know, like for a Bahamian to have to go get a set of plans, show ownership of their land, get everything, get a certificate of occupancy, Ministry of Works Health, Ministry of Works, Department of Environmental Health has to inspect before you get a certificate of occupancy to move in.
Yeah, we got a lot of work to do, Roscoe.
Yeah.
I got to get to the break. I appreciate you, man.
It's always a pleasure.
Regards to everybody in Abaco. We'll talk soon, man. And I'm going to get down there ASAP, soon. We get all these shows down there and bring it live from Abaco, man.
All right. Give my love to your dad.
I will, man.
He's doing better.
He's doing much better. We'll talk soon, brother. All right. As we get to the break, though, this song right here, Legendary Luciano the Messenger, this best describes this administration right here. Some claim they love you, but they got an ulterior motive. Luci, take me to the break. So we tell you that they love you, but they got an ulterior motive. Oh, what a shame. And they will tell you that they need you, but they got an ulterior motive. Oh, yeah.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and you set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting?
We want love the government.
I can tell them no more slunking. I can tell him no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road, going down Village Road, going down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Poissy, and Poissy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. Refined threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, Refined threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Refined threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Refined threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, George is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with George's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Monday, May 8th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. All right, so we're into the 5 o'clock hour now. All right? So you know we're talking sports. Just a quick recap for all of you chimed in. All right? Y'all had some great answers. Man, y'all had some good answers. None of them were right, though. Leave the pet poop where it is, dye their fur, allow them to sleep in the bed with them, spay their dogs, have conversations with their pets, take their dogs on vacation with them, pet obedience training, have a meal with my pet, bike riding with my pet, take studio pictures with their pet, took the pet to church, dye the pet's hair, take the pet to a therapist, take them to a psychic, treat the pet more like their child than anything else. Dress them in clothes. Buy car seats for them. Have pet as a favorite child. Buy gifts for them. Put their pet in a will. Take them to the gym. Take them to the doctor. Take them pet shopping. None of them right. Good answers. Good answers. And for the person who texted in, have a meal with my pet, no. Don't text me back and say, well, I said have a meal with my pet, because you're not correct. The correct answer, and I did have a winner, taste their pet's food. They done tasted some dog food and pet food and cat food in their time. So I know you're probably going to say, when I had a meal with my pet, we ate some dog food together. We had some output. And got a winner already. All right? So we'll take care of that. Get that one out of the way. And then we'll slide up into the sports conversation now. And everybody who chimed in, good stuff. Like I said in the first hour, we got lots to talk about in this hour. Lots from Major League Baseball. A lot of teams moving now. Yeah, making some moves, you know. We're waiting for Pearly to zoom in. As soon as Pearly zooms in, I'm sure he'll chime in. I see the Dodgers making some moves. And that Dodger pitching been lights out lately. So we'll see. Mr. Producer, keep an eye out for Pearly. I'm sure he'll chime in a minute. So let's get up into it. As we do each and every day, we started off with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well, with the trip out there to the 04 Chapman Plaza Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday and every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at Naughty Johnny's. Now, buckle up, because we got quite a list. A lot of stuff happened on this day, May 8th, in sports history. All the way back in 1866, Australian rules football was created. 1878, Paul Hines made baseball's first unassisted triple play. 1909, Chief Bender of the Philadelphia A's hit two inside-the-park home runs against Boston. 1915, H.P. Whitney's Regret became the first Philly to win the Kentucky Derby. 1935, Ernie Lombardi of the Cincinnati Reds hit four doubles on consecutive at-bats against four different pitchers from the Philadelphia A's, later to become the Phillies. 1954, Barry O'Brien became the first to toss a shot put over 60 feet. O'Brien achieved a distance of 60 feet, 5 1/4 inches. 1961, New Yorkers selected a new name for their new National League Baseball franchise. They chose the Mets. 1966, Frank Robinson of the Orioles, the Baltimore Orioles, became the first player to hit a ball completely out of Cleveland's Memorial Stadium. 1966, the St. Louis Cardinals played their last game at Busch Stadium. They lost to San Francisco 10-5. 1967, Muhammad Ali into the U.S. Army. 1970, the New York Knicks won their first NBA title when they defeated the Los Angeles Lakers in Game 7 of the Finals. The famous Willis Reed comeback. Phil Jackson was the actual bench warmer on that team. 1971, Joe Frazier defeated Muhammad Ali at the New York's Madison Square Garden. It was Ali's first defeat of his pro career. 1973, in Cincinnati, Ralph Miller, the last of the 19th century baseball players, died at the age of 100. 1984, Kirby Puckett of the Minnesota Twins debuted with four singles. He was a great one. 1984, the Soviet Union announced that they would not participate in the 1984 Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles. Also in 1984, the Chicago White Sox beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-6 in 25 innings. The game was actually completed on May 9th. It took 2 days to play. 1988, Michael Jordan, the Chicago Bulls, completed the first round of the playoffs with 226 points in 5 games against Cleveland. I said that right. 226 points in 5 games against Cleveland. Craig Elo still got nightmares from that series. 1993, Lennox Lewis defended his WBC heavyweight title for the first time. He was in a unanimous 12-round decision over Tony Tucker. 1990, reached 100 playoff goals. 1999, Ken Griffey Jr. of the Seattle Mariners hit his 361st home run. The feat tied him for 45th place on the all-time home run list with Joe DiMaggio. 2000, Mark McGwire of the St. Louis Cardinals hit his 534th home run. He tied Jimmy Fox for 9th place on the all-time home run list. 2000, Jason and Jeremy Giambi of the Oakland A's became the 10th set of brothers to hit home runs in the same game. 2012, Josh Hamilton of the Texas Rangers became the 16th Major League Baseball player to hit 4 home runs in 1 game. All right? And your sports quote of the day, to succeed, you need to find something to hold on to, something to motivate you, something to inspire you. Tony Dorsett. And that's what happened on this day, May 8th, in sports history. We got Pearly in the building.
And it looked like a lot of things happened May 8th.
Jesus, I was getting ready to get oxygen on this, but May 8th was a day, boy.
I was like, wow, what's up? So what's up, Naughty?
What's going on, Pearly Pearls? What's happening with you, man?
I had me a wonderful weekend. I had me a wonderful week. Didn't get everything I wanted because the Heat did win, and I give credit to Mystery. They look very good. I'm beginning to wonder.
They look very good, but listen to me, man. Come on now. They lost by 1 in overtime, correct? They won by 1 in overtime.
Yeah, I understand all that, but I'm still saying. You know?
I still like that combination of Brunson and Hart to get it done for the Knicks.
Well, we'll see what happens. I know one thing. The Warriors better don't slip tonight. Don't slip tonight, Golden State, at all.
What I don't want to see tonight from the Lakers is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Don't get in your ways, LeBron. Get the ball to AD the same way you've been getting it to him the last game and in game one.
No, I think.
It has to run through AD.
The comments were made. I think he understands his role. And I think he did his spurts when he had to. He did his stuff when he had to, which is fine.
He may even have to acquiesce to be the third scorer tonight if D'Lo is on his game. If D'Lo draining shots, you let D'Lo and AD work.
Listen, Naughty, don't let your hate cloud your basketball judgment, all right? Don't let your hate cloud your basketball.
No, I'm saying no. Listen, if D'Lo is putting it in, don't go away from that. And it's not a hate cloud in my basketball judgment. How many times have we seen him do this before? The spotlight calls his name.
Credit is due. He has played his role. He has played his role. He ain't tried to do nothing other than he's supposed to do in these last couple. So you got to give him that credit.
The duck egg in the first quarter of the night.
You can't kill him for what happened in the past. You got to kill him for what's going on now.
Hey, listen to me. Once alcohol dependent, once drug dependent, you got the potential to relapse. Well, once the spotlight hog.
Everybody got the potential, but plenty have held on for years and years and years have done well. Yeah. All right? But see, let's go have a doomsday thought. Positive thoughts.
You can put out the positive thoughts. I can be the voice of reason.
The Lakers look good. The positive thought is they all playing their role. The positive thought is they home. And let's continue.
The dose of reality is we need points from LeBron in the first quarter tonight, regardless, because Golden State coming. And if you're going to no more duck eggs in the first quarter. We need points.
Not necessarily. The role he played was fine. We need AD. We need others to score. Not just him. We need him to play his role when it comes, not to be taking charge in the first quarter when you need that spurt, when you need a bucket or something. That's the role he got to play. Right where he is. Right where he is right now. Because when you start talking about he needs to score in the foot, that means he needs to shoot plenty shots. No.
I don't mean in the world and Dirk. Hold on. The reason why I'm saying it is, we know that AD might be there. We know that D'Lo may be there, but them other rotating door pieces, like the 12 from Lonnie Walker, my guy who I've been saying need more burn, and the 12 from Schroeder, and the 19 from, you see what I mean? You gotta make sure if they're there, I get it. If not, you gotta be able to step in.
Yes.
And do it within reason.
You go in on a different. My concern is AD going to be there? Because AD has not been there every other game.
I feel
30 points 11, 30 points 12, 30 points. No.
And hold on.
He need to give me that game tonight. Let's be credit with credit due.
Okay.
The Lakers win. The Lakers go where AD carry them. If he don't do it tonight, we in problems.
But the ball needs to go through him. It can't be that in one game.
But the ball has been doing that. The numbers show that he's been missing, and when he don't score.
Pearly, I hate when I have to do this to you, man. I hate when I have to do this to you.
He has messed up when he hasn't scored.
He's my boy, and he's a Dodger, and he's a Dolphin, but I still love him.
But I'm a realist. I'm a realist.
Anyway, I wanted to say he's a real somewhat at him, but anyway.
I left my love for somebody. I left my admiration for somebody.
No, Pearly, with all due respect, you could preach that to whatever choir you want to preach to. I'm not even entertaining that. I'm spitting to you straight facts. I'm spitting to you straight numbers. Game one, AD, 11 of 19. LeBron, 9 of 24. All right? They ended up bailing out winning that. I'm just telling you. And then look at the three-pointers.
No. All right,
one of eight.
See, you're carrying your story. You're 11 of 19. How many points AD had?
30 and 23 rebounds. 5 assists.
How many LeBron had?
22.
Okay, next game.
Next game. Now, I'm glad you said.
Don't explain.
No. I'm going to next game.
You're trying to quote the story.
I'm not trying to quote the story. I'm giving you the numbers. How I could quote a story that I'm creating right now in my narrative as I go along? Please. Okay. Now, game two. 5 of 11 for AD. 10 of 18
points
from LeBron.
How many points?
Now, Golden State, 11 for AD and 23 for LeBron. 10 of 18 shooting for 5 of 11. I'm just saying.
But LeBron didn't shoot any more shots than he normally shoots in turn of 18 or 19.
No.
Nobody normally shoots.
I'm not saying there was a glut or an overage of shots. I'm just saying there was the differential in that game a la to the bubble series. When AD broke out in them first two games like Barrasco and didn't see the ball no more. So, let's go to game three. Game three. Reverse roles, 127-100, the Lakers win. All right, here we go. AD, 5 of 11. Oh, sorry, I put up the same game from game two. My apologies. Here we go. Game three, 127 to 97. Here we go. AD, 25 points, 13 rebounds on 7 of 10 shooting. Okay?
Go ahead. 7 of 10 shooting. Go ahead.
And then LeBron, 6 of 11. That's the only game. Hold on. That's the only game where there's been parity in the numbers. Every other game, LeBron has outshot him. And that is why I'm saying.
Naughty. You're wrong. You see,
he's taking more shots. He's taking more. Don't tell me how I said. Potato, potato. He's taking more shots. Period.
If you just look at the numbers, yes. Yes. If you just look at the numbers, yes. You're right. You're very right. He's taking a dump load of shots. He's average taking 18, 19 shots a game. He ain't gone from that. He hasn't gone from that in the shots when AD took 11. When AD took 11, AD was passing the ball off and wasn't being aggressive.
Okay.
And wasn't coming
and Purdy, you're right. You're right to that point. Now let's talk game flow. That you and
How many free throws did AD shoot?
Hold on. Now, wait a minute. You can't talk about free throws because they all have been shooting free throws. Now, let's go back to them games and look at free throws. And now you could say in that other game, Steve Kerr, because we both talked about it, Steve Kerr lobbied. In one of those games, the Lakers hardly shot any free throws. We talked about it in depth. But I'll go back. I will acquiesce you.
But you
game one.
Know,
hold on. Game
the
one.
Game that beat that one, AD shot 70% from the field.
Hold on.
Didn't shoot any more than he shot in game two, but shot better.
Listen to me.
Shot less than he shot in game one. LeBron didn't shoot any more in game two than he shot in game three than he shot in game one.
Earl, that's all fine and dandy. Here's your free throws. 8 of 8 for AD in the first game. 3 of 4 for LeBron in the first game.
Okay.
Second game, 127-100 Golden State blowout. 1 of 1 for Anthony Davis, and LeBron never went to the free throw line. Remember, that's the game we talked about right there. The Lakers shot maybe 8 free throws for the whole game. The entire fourth. Last game, you had LeBron with 7 of 8, AD with 12, 11 of 12, 7 of 8. Now, my point that I was trying to make.
I'm only here this.
Is game flow. LeBron can still take the same amount of shots he takes. AD, we will say, has taken less. LeBron averages about 18 a game. AD, 11, 10, 15, 20. There's no consistent flow with AD. And I get your point. When he's on, get him to rock. When he's off, no. I'm talking now. We see that in this series, AD, for whatever reason, is playing on both ends of the floor. Ride that big man how he should be ridden. Until he gets hurt again, because you and I both know a pinky injury could be around the next corner. But the game flow, make it consistent, go through him. Game flow. That's what's setting up the Schroeders of the world. That's what's setting up the Lonnie Walkers of the world. That's what's allowing Reeves to do his thing. And the pick and roll with him and D'Lo is working like a charm. So from a basketball perspective, X's and O's, that's more efficient right now and effective. So let's go through that route. Don't get in your feelings and get into that I need the moment kind of vibe. Leave that in Cleveland, leave that in Miami.
But this is not happening this series at all.
And my point was.
I don't even know why I'm fighting this argument.
No. But hold on. We based it on the fact that I said I hold out. And that's where we based our conversation from. And you told me, be positive and so on. And I say a leopard don't change his spot. So we're basing it on my whole narrative of, I hope LeBron don't go that route that I've seen him go before.
Fine. I hear a lot. And I agree. I hear what you're saying. But you still ain't hearing what Earl's saying to you. You still obsessed with LeBron. Why even bring this up? Why even mention this? Why even go to that route in the conversation?
Because
that has not been an issue. Let me finish. But that has not been an issue for about 5 or 6 games. In a row. And that has not been an issue in this playoff series.
And
has been the issue in this playoff series is AD has been playing like a stud one day and like a little gal the next day. Credit by credit too. 11 shots because he's not been aggressive. He's getting the ball. They're getting the ball to him, but he just giving it up as soon as he get it. These games I've been actually sitting down watching. And I'm telling you, when AD is aggressive, the ball is coming. There ain't no game of flow change. In that happened, the ball coming into AD. And
Earl, I've watched some of the games that y'all said AD has stunk it up in. And you know, I would give him the business in one or two of them where I thought he did stink it up. But in a couple of others, Yeah, you were getting. Hold on.
Not recently. Not
yes,
yet.
Pearly. I can tell you.
Against Memphis. This team is we playing now.
Pearly.
Not against Memphis and not against Golden State. Not at all.
Pearly.
Can I let you say it a bit? No. Body?
Pearly, one thing that we gotta establish, okay? And you was my boy. If you don't agree with me, don't tell me what I say ain't true, because there's a lot of people texting in right now agreeing with what I say and a lot agreeing with what you say. So don't say it ain't no true, because people seeing it. So be objective. That's all I ask.
I'm telling you to be objective.
And I'm telling you.
We have an opportunity. I'm jumping all over that snot. I don't like him either, you know.
No, stop.
I don't have to bring him up.
Pearly.
Like that.
We talking Lakers basketball here right now.
Yeah, but we ain't talk what happened in the game. We talk about how you think LeBron should play.
I'm trying to make a point, but you won't let me because you talking over me saying it's not true. But please allow me to illustrate. Let's go to the Memphis series. When the Lakers were up, who had the monster numbers? AD, correct? And yes, some of them games when Jaren Jackson was being physical on him, it was difficult. He did girl it up, like you say, like a gal.
Exactly.
But I did see in some of them Memphis games too that there was a point where he had established position where he was getting the ball, where he needed it, and wasn't getting it. Or when he did get it, it wasn't in good position. So that's where I tie back to game flow, meaning yes, going in already knowing he's got prima donna written all over him. If he's showing the activity on both ends of the court, rebounding and playing defense, which nobody on the Lakers has done this whole run, than him. You can knock him for scoring, but night in, night out, the defense and the rebounds have been there. I tell no lies. The numbers tell no lies. But back to the offense. With a prima donna big man, you get him in a spot and you feed him the ball. Let's take a page out of Kareem's book. Kareem used to get boxed around by some more physical people, especially later in his career. But one thing Magic determined to do was put him in his spot and help him get that skyhook going. All I'm saying is LeBron needs to do some more of that facilitating and go work that if it's not working with the smaller guards, two big combos, him and AD could work. And you let them play two-man basketball. That way you got AD getting the ball where he needs it, and LeBron, if he gets it back, with the ability mid-range jumper or drive to the bucket, dip the shoulder, which they never call, and one. So that's what I'm talking about. Work, know what you're dealing with AD, but force him to lead you. Put him in the position not to fail. I don't think he's been in a position in them couple of games. He's been in a position, put in a position to fail. You got to pick him up on the nights when he's wearing the tutu, and you leave him alone when he's wearing the pants. That's what I'm making an AD. And you know I've always liked AD as a player, but I do guess barrels it up. And I think if you put him in a spot to succeed, the Lakers run away with this series. But we got two calls, so hold your thought. Let's hear what they got to say. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Why y'all two don't just calm down, man? What's going on with y'all?
You just stop. Until you could grow a pair of cojones and show up and take your Dolphins losses the rest of the way without coming up with some BS foolishness like the phone don't work, then we'll talk. How are you? Happy Monday.
Y'all need to calm down a little bit, man. The thing about it is, right, first of all, for you naughty, I continue to stress this. You continue to cozy up the Lakers piece by piece, showing yourself to be an opportunist. I keep telling you, you're hanging on a limb. You need to get off that limb and live, because you're going to fall and you're going to crash.
Like how you did with the Dolphins, but at least I hear every day beating up my gums. I don't tuck my tail and run like a Sally from the Valley, like you did.
I heard you three times in your conversation. I heard you three times in your little soliloquy. You mentioned we been referring to the Lakers.
In the words, listen to me. Stop. Let me get you straight. Stop. Let me get the two of you all straight.
Go ahead.
Let me get the two of you all straight. And to quote one of my broadcast colleagues, who was famous for being a card-carrying member of the PLP, but he left and did a lot of work for the F&M. And when the F&M lost, he was back on the job as soon as the PLP won the next week. And they say, Daryl, you're back. And you know what he said? I never left. End quote.
No,
so
no,
I never
no,
left.
No, no,
I
no.
never left.
I keep telling you, you sound like Rodney Monka.
No, I'm way smarter than that, and I don't sit in front of McDonald's. I sit in front of KFC and Dunkin', quality franchises. Get it right, sucker. Get it right. Get it right now.
I know.
Second of all, you can't tell me. I done explained to y'all. I am the uncle at the party by the punch board telling everybody in the family about they behind because they brought this donut into the family and gonna cause a problem in the family. And then every time he caused a problem, I over there by the spike punch board reminding everybody. Because you know what? I don't care if the family don't like me. I family and I can say what I gotta say. And an outsider like you, a red-headed stepchild, heat stepchild, can't tell me nothing. You need to go get about 16 more titles or 13 more titles and then call me. Call me and
you're
welcome. Stop.
But
no. Stop. Let me call Mercury Morris, one of your favorite Miami Dolphins.
But I heard you defending LeBron just now.
Don't call me when you're in my neighborhood. Don't call you when you're in my town. Call me when you're on my door at my doorbell ringing it. And you even in
I heard you defending LeBron just now, though.
How did I defend LeBron?
You defended LeBron. You was making plays. Literally, you was making plays for LeBron James just now.
No, see, that's me.
Yes,
that's
you drew. I heard you drawing up plays for LeBron James.
To benefit Anthony Davis. Listen, Bahamas.
No. I'm listening. You draw up plays for LeBron James and AD just now.
Because,
that's what you did.
Right.
That's the fella you don't want on your team.
Hold on.
That's the fella you don't want on your team?
I don't want him on my team. If I could trade him for a bag of Doritos and a case of Jack Daniels tomorrow, I would.
Let me get to Pearly.
But since he's there, let me use him just like Jimmy Butler's a dude you can't stand, but you love having him on your team. You love
Jimmy. Who can't stand Jimmy Butler?
You love Jimmy.
Who can't stand Jimmy?
You love Jimmy.
And I love Jimmy Butler more than I loved Dwayne Wade when he was with the Heat.
Oh,
stop that.
Ooh,
okay.
You're changing up now, boy, because I thought
more
you were
than
the
I loved
out of the bio
Wade
guy.
When he was with the Heat. Okay? Now, I would put something on Pearly. Pearly, what's happening?
What do
you
want
to
do? You can't put nothing on me. Try and put something on Pearly.
Pearly, you leave the wake yet because you all win. You all win, but you still sound very doubtful. I wonder why.
I don't know about what?
You sound very, very doubtful because what you're doing, AG and LeBron, the Lakers just beat.
So you can understand where you're coming from. We're going back to Golden State one more time.
The Lakers just beat Golden State by 37 points. Am I correct?
No.
My question was,
back-to-back games. Lakers won 127 and 97 in the previous game. Golden State won 127 and 100.
Okay. So they beat Golden State by 30 points. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so, Pearl, why you sound so down, though? Why you sound so doubtful?
When I
you
sound
know what's
going
to happen, eh?
See, obviously, you ain't listening to
you
me.
Have a sneak preview. Do you have a sneak preview of what's going to happen?
I was a little doubtful in my conversation about the Knicks, looking at how y'all do the Knicks. But I ain't doubtful in what the Lakers can do to the Warriors.
You know
the
Knicks is a cook, dog.
The Lakers can end the Warriors in five.
Huh? You Lakers can be the where
in five.
You don't believe that yourself because
you're the one preaching say it was over, so the Lakers ain't gonna win no more games. If I remember correctly,
listen. In your conversation just now, I heard you and Naughty back and forth. You sound very doubtful, and
I ain't doubtful about a thing. I show who I am. I show who I pull for, and I show the Lakers can take the Warriors.
Okay,
the
on Friday, you said you said you'll see me on Monday. All right, here I am.
You
know, who won?
You were half right.
No, you was referring to the Heat and the Knicks. Here I am.
You said to me that the Heat will win and the Lakers will win, Lewis. And you
no,
said
I
to me
said the first.
Today,
on, no. I
you
said the first game Lakers would win the first game in LA. I said the Lakers would win that first game in LA. That's what I said. I told you the Lakers would win the first game in LA.
I don't remember that. Nor do you remember
yes,
that.
Yes, you can remember.
I'm trying to get to the next call, man. This sounds like a bad South Beach relationship gone awry.
Naughty, before you go, I know you're an honest man. Before you go, I want you to repeat to Pearly what I said. Did I say Lakers was going to lose their first game in L.A.?
Pardon?
Did I say the Lakers was going to lose the first game in L.A.?
I think you did.
No, you need Jesus.
No, no. But see, we can always go to the tape. We can, not Mr. Producer.
Please go to the tape.
Because the Sam Maggie go to the tape, and remember you saying you was going to show up and pay your debt when the Dolphins finished with a waste racket for the Cowboys, and we didn't see you from week.
And you're right about that.
Of the NFL season till this time. So I'm telling the truth all the way around today. The devil is a liar.
Okay.
And so are you going to come to the Heat, because they ain't beating the Knicks. The Knicks.
Hey, Pearl, first thing, tomorrow.
Knicks and seven.
I want you to be on the air. Be on the air by 4:05 p.m., okay?
The Lakers can be up 3-1. I can be on the air. I can be that guy, too.
The Lakers losing.
He ain't going to be around. We know how we go when this team starts this one.
I'll be here.
You could have the low self esteem and lack of confidence in that last saying, Pearly. I'll be here.
Listen, I feel good because Miami Heat won. The Heat won.
You and I both know they won by one in overtime. I gotta go on either way, my brother. Either way. So run your mouth now, enjoy it. A win is a win. Let's see where you at mañana. They play tonight, right?
Yep.
Well, we'll talk tomorrow. 7:30.
Okay.
All right, Mystery Dolphin.
Okay.
Yo, Sheethead, have a good one. Enjoy your game. Let's get to that next call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Hello. Hey, what's going on?
Why you all entertaining a man? You all know.
Man, he said the same thing about you. Why did he say the same thing?
Hold on. He did say Heat can win, Lakers can lose. First game in L.A. Why you all get try doing them things? But naughty, anyhow. I don't want to talk about that. That's what I want to talk about. I ain't talking about, I know you was a Laker. Even though you used to be saying you ain't a Laker one time. I know you was a Laker.
I call myself a Laker.
Listen, Laker. Listen, Naughty. Right? A team is consist on players. Everybody who was a part of the team is a Laker. I didn't like LeBron when he was in Cleveland. I didn't like him when he was in Miami, but he is a Laker, so I have to go with him.
Okay,
and the reason why I am going with him, let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
He's not just a Laker. He is one what they put in this on this team to bring championship to this team.
Stop right
there,
boy. Stop right there. I got you now. All right, finish so when I make my point. Okay, go ahead, finish.
Listen, when I finish, I can let you talk.
Gotcha.
Listen, right? When they bring him here, they didn't bring him here as a person what they need to just be on the team to play. They bring him to the Lakers to win more championship.
Okay.
He give them one.
Okay.
Right? Now, we had a little Don Paul because of some injury.
Don't sugarcoat it. Let me speak.
Right? Now, watch this. The two of them, so to say, is healthy now. Now, this is the first time the two of them been healthy from we win that championship. Right? Now, what they did was they get rid of plenty good players would be on. But now they bring in some other players to play them to win this championship. So however the chip falls, watch this. Anthony Davis, he is the face of this franchise now. You got to see that. LeBron is pushing him in that area. LeBron isn't the same LeBron when he was with Cleveland and the Heat.
Boy, gotcha even more now.
If you watch the way LeBron playing, he ain't playing to take over the game no more. He doing what he's supposed to do to see that the team win. That's the same thing what Pearly was trying to show you.
Okay, now, can I speak?
Go on,
okay,
speak.
Now, here we go. I hated LeBron in Cleveland. I hated LeBron in Miami. I hated LeBron in Cleveland again, and I hate him in a Laker uniform. I ain't gonna suck up and kiss Bungie like some of y'all and say he's a Laker. I gotta like him. No, you know why? Because like you said, he was brought to LA to do what? Win what? Championships. Now, that area right there has been a failure in his 5 years, like I said it was prior to him arriving, because I said, just like you just said, he's not the same LeBron. He's in the twilight of his career. He's looking for the business deals in LA for life after basketball to play with Bronny. Notice Bronny signed with USC. He's going to play 1 year, and then he's coming to the league to try to play with Pops. I said all of that was going down, and I said the Lakers are going to be in worse position than they were now after LeBron than when we were without him in the first place. And, of course, all of those players you said brought in, yeah, why were they brought in? Because finally LeBron and Clutch Management and Clutch Sports Agency allowed Rod Pelinka to do his damn job and be the GM and stop meddling and trying to play GM. That's how Westbrook got there in the first place. So, again, I will call him out for that BS. So your point of good players is, yeah, LeBron and Clutch shut up, knew they role, and shut their mouth and let Pelinka do his job. That is why the Lakers got those role players around him. But back to your point, he was there to bring the Lakers championships, and he has failed in that category. Year one, no playoffs. Year two, championship in the bubble, piggybacking AD. Year three, eliminated embarrassing fashion in the playoff round bubble game, play-in series. This year, play-in, and now here we are, and no guarantee of a championship. So what has he done? What has he done?
Naughty.
Exactly
Naughty.
Like what I said.
Naughty.
So to your point, like you like to bring them up, I think I've countered all your points with my argument why I stand the way I stand.
I hear your points, right? I cannot change your points. That's your opinion.
They valid points, too.
That's your opinion. I don't think they are valid.
That's your opinion.
Hold on. Well, then, same way, I don't think your opinion's valid because you're talking about LeBron came there to win championships, and he has failed in that category.
Naughty.
He's failed.
Nothing to call and say is a lie. Whether it happened or not is a different story.
And nothing what I say is a lie, so what we could do? So you say I lie, Bernie? You say I lie then. What I said was a lie or not?
Hold on. You didn't listen. If you let me, if like you say, stop talking over me, I'll get it in.
So don't try to discredit me because what I said was a lie. What I said was a lie.
You lied.
All right, so get it right.
Did I say that?
So say neither of you lied. The way you said it was, the caller didn't lie, so that infers like I lie.
Let me say what I'm trying to say, and maybe you'll understand before you jump all over me. I said to you, Naughty, what the caller is saying is not a lie. What he's saying is they did bring him in. To your point, he failed. Yes, but that's not, there's a dispute what the caller said. The caller said they brought him in to win championships. That's it. You said he failed. That's right. He ain't killing none of that. But you cannot tell me that you see, my thing is, I'm a Laker. Before him and after him. I ain't leaving my team because I don't like who on my team. I didn't leave when they brought Karl Malone in. I didn't leave when they brought some other players I didn't like in. I didn't like what they saying. I cussed my team, but I pulled for my team. My team. As I am a Dolphin, as I am a Dodger, I pulled for the team, and that's all the caller's saying. You decide that you ain't, you go in and self-impose Axel because you don't like him. Fine, that's your right. That's your right.
I know plenty of voters who don't come out to vote because they hot with their party, right? That don't take away from them being a member of the party, right? They just pissed off at the lousy administration and they don't come out and vote,
Naughty.
Right? So look at me as a pissed off voter.
Naughty.
I see it happen to the FNM and the PLP.
See, you take, that's the apples and oranges you're comparing, so that's not sports.
No, that's life. That's a whole different story. No, that's an analogy, man. That's an analogy.
No, that's the apples and oranges analogy.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Naughty. I noticed your show, right? But we ain't talking no political thing now. We talking basketball.
We talk political in the first hour. You can chime in whenever you want.
From four to five.
Right
now, you just basketball time.
No, but stuff seem to get the point I'm trying to make.
With the political arena.
Why?
Because the political arena in this type of environment.
Sound like I'm mashing some of your corn in the political arena. So let me leave that alone then.
No, there's no comparison.
So how you can tell me, but hold on.
Honestly?
Wait a minute. You told me I went in to self-imposed exile, which I did.
We're talking sports.
And that equates.
We're talking sports.
Right. So you're doing like I can't do that I don't have a right to do that.
I'm not saying you can't, but I don't have to agree with it.
Right. And I don't have to agree with you all kissing LeBron Bungie because he's a Laker.
No, you don't have to take offense if you don't agree, buddy. That's all I'm saying.
No, I'm just telling you all, wipe your noses. That's all.
Naughty. Like for him say, it ain't got nothing to do with LeBron, you know. It has something to do with the team, my brother.
Right.
When you's a team player, you don't worry about who on the team. Once they doing what they supposed to do.
And if they're not, then somebody need to speak up if the team matters and say, hey, we had an off course with this team and we need to rein in it and get it right.
No, they getting on the right course.
After a fashion, how many times you went off course with this before we here?
They still on the right course now.
See, if you don't know your past, you never know your future.
Naughty, come on, man. Be a baller, man. Be a team player, man.
I'm being a hater. I have the testicles to say that's a bad move. All right?
Let me show you something.
consistently.
Hold on. Let me show you something. Listen to this. Listen to this. I want you to listen to me good, right? You made some pointers. You said the first year he came in, we didn't win. The second year we came in, we win, right? Watch what you said. You say we win. So if we win then, why we can't win now?
Hold on. I never said.
As a team.
And I said, a la the bubble. If you're going to win, do it how you want in the bubble.
But
ride AD to it.
Even reach the bubble.
Hold on. You missing my point by the bubble. Obviously.
You missing with the call that's in you and they're going right over you. He's saying we. You keep using the word we.
I could use the word we. We've established that as a Laker, right? We have established that you all say I'm a Laker, right? And you're all pissed off with me because the way I pull for my team. Or I choose to pull for my team. Or you all don't agree.
Anybody piss off with you. You piss off with us because we don't agree with you.
No.
I don't care who you pull for. I know who I'm pulling for.
Okay, but then don't.
I can't tell you to pull for us.
And because I is man, just how you said, because I is man, just the same way. Look,
I don't agree with you.
No, I'm not. I'm just calling it.
You're just displaying that you may say you're not.
Pearly.
You may be saying that, but I'm picking that up. The call is picking it up that you're offended. We don't agree with you.
No, it's not. No. Stop. You need to apologize because I got a little defensive when both of you called me a liar. That's what I have a problem with.
Nobody used that word ever.
Pearly, you sat there and you go, the caller did not lie right after I spoke. So wait a minute. That means my point is a lie then.
No. Come on, don't tell me how to understand. I went to a good school. I understand the English language very well. Don't change it around for me, bro. Please don't do that.
So if you're gonna say that I lie, this the same man who could no stop. This the same man.
I don't know why you
came
out this and running out with this. Nobody said that to you.
Hold on.
Nobody said that.
Okay, fine, Pearly. Fine, Pearly. This the same caller. Hold on. This the same caller who called last week. Who called last week? Okay. And let me just show you how this thing go when you call people liar or infer that or make a reference that they may take that way. And if I took it wrong, I apologize. But let me just finish.
One time, you're wrong. Nobody says you're a liar. So you can't keep saying that. You misunderstood. Nobody inferred that. Nobody called you that.
No,
but
hold on.
Say that, brother.
So wait a minute. Back to this. LeBron did not fail in his first year in L.A.? Did they not win the second year? Did they not fail in the third year? Are they not vying for this year?
I'm on record saying naughty.
And I said that prior to him arriving. So why am I going to change from that now? But back to my point. Back to my point, though. Again, y'all made some comments. And if I took it wrong, fine. Y'all didn't call me a liar. But since we're talking about lying in sports, right? Let me just make this point. Kobe Bryant never played one damn game for the damn Hornets. Never. Ever, ever, ever. And I'd never try lying an argument to try win said argument with a boo-boo garbage like that.
Oh, really?
All right?
You lie.
All right.
All right? So let's just get it right. If you're talking Fox and we're talking sports, let's get it right. Okay? Kobe never played a game for the Hornets. Let's go to the call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio
96.9.
Anyway, let's go to the... Oh, we got the call back? All right, let's go to the break, and we'll be back to wrap things up on the flip side right here as Talking Heads continues.
Of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
A cancer, a family. Didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Huh? People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunkin'. I can tell them no more joking.
I
gone down Blue Hill Road, gone down this, gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Fix the road.
We want local government.
Shed a load.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small. John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the trip.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 364.
Edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th. Get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B-Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242 or visit thebahamasgames.org.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And real quick, before we get out of here, obviously we got to pick tonight's games. All brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. Be sure to log on theislandgame.com. Pick whatever sport you want to bet. You got baseball going on right now and college baseball as well. You got ice hockey, NHL. You got Major League Baseball. You also have the NBA. And guess what? In short order, you have the NFL back in college football. It's May, and June is right around the corner. You know what happens in July? Everybody training gets camp. Back to training camp. Everybody gets back to practicing. Everybody gets back to playing.
And I know.
And
based
then
on
I tell you, boy.
I know. Based on the way your baseball season is starting, you
can't wait. Pearly, just relax, okay? Somebody put up a little post of the day, power rankings and all of that. And I'm sure you probably would have got a little emotional because the Dodgers have rocketed up to number 5 on the list. And you know what I told them? Get back to me in about 4 to 6 weeks. Holler at me in 4 to 6 weeks, and then we'll have this conversation.
And then by that time, the Dodgers power ranking will be number 1.
And Pearly, I don't care, because I remember, you know what I love about you when your Dodgers let you down. I love to hear you 3 months out being that guy, being that dude. I love it.
Almost as many times as your Yankee has been letting you down.
How have my Yankees let me down? If every time my Yankees let me down, I go back and I look at the 20.
Last time the Yankees won a World Series.
Oh God! Look where you go. Let me use this argument.
I wasn't trying to go there, but you just, you know.
Okay, Pearly, let me just ask you this question: who you like tonight with the Knicks and the Heat?
Actually, I was leaning towards the Heat, but you know what? I think the Knicks can take it tonight. I think Brunson.
I can tell you all the Knicks can take it tonight. Lakers and the Golden State Warriors. Who you all like tonight?
3-1.
You know what?
3-1 after tonight.
I can reserve comment on that one. I just can leave that alone. Let the chips fall where they may.
You know what? I can make a bowl. People can be shocked to see the Lakers in the NBA Finals.
Pearly, not even on PlayStation, brother. Come back to reality, man. Come back. Use my boy. Come back. See the light? That's the door to reality. Come back. I see you tomorrow. Come. I got something for the air fryer. Come back to the light, Pearly.
Watch.